5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno-peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically.
That's right,
or
yeah.
Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, you know, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
Jump Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks. Bo.
Yeah. What's up, Vancouver? How are you feeling? How's your day? Did you have an umbrella? Did you get wet? Were you angry at somebody because of the weather? I know I was.
I wasn't. I was stuck inside all day at work. At Livestock, which happens to be one of the most fantastic sneaker stores in Vancouver, just in case anyone didn't know.
You're such a corporate whore.
I totally am. They're great, though. What's up? This is Life on Jump Street. We're back again.
Yeah.
Sam, you know what I just thought of?
What'd you think?
I think this is the fourth episode we've done, is it not?
One, two, three. No, I think this is the third.
No, this is definitely the fourth episode.
The fourth?
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Exactly. You know what that means? We've been doing this for a month.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's longer than most of my relationships.
This is the 1 month anniversary of Life on Jump Street. I wish we had some champagne. I didn't think of it.
We just had some Alberta Gold.
Dude, when you were younger, I wanted to ask you this, thinking about this. Did you ever have a girlfriend that just wanted to celebrate the every month anniversary?
Oh, yeah. That, I think, yeah. It's the 2 month. And then you're like, no, I don't think it is, actually. I think it's the, I think it's the 1 month and 3 weeks. She's like, okay, great. 1 month, 3 weeks. Perfect.
That's what your girlfriend sounds like?
Yeah, back then. I mean, come on, we're talking about like early high school.
True. Well, I guess relationships were pretty short-lived back then, so you had to celebrate it whenever you can.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving along. Life
right
on
along.
Jump Street, 101.9 CITR. We got some special treats in store for you guys tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a special guest that we're hoping is going to call the show.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night at our little night, La Hype, we're going to be having the Atomic Hooligans. Atomic Hooligan.
One Hooligans. Up. Yeah.
One or one whatnot. And we try to get him down here, and schedules collide when you're dealing with a superstar DJ, an international superstar DJ. So what we're going to try to do is get Mr. Terry Hooligan to give us a call down here around at the 8:30 mark. And we're just going to shoot the shit. We're going to talk about the show tomorrow night. We're going to talk about his upcoming album, what Atomic Hooligan is all about. And just, we're going to get you in the know.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah.
Just shout.
There's some things I want to find out as well that I was, you know, that I just don't know. I'd like to get it straight from the dude himself, you know?
Straight from the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they got some big names on this album that they're putting out, and I want to know how you pulled that off, to be honest. So anyways, I guess we'll get into the initial segment of our show, which is the song of the week.
Yeah, we're going to play Mr. Jesse Rose
is a
producer from the UK, much like Atomic Hooligan.
Exactly. It's a theme we're going with tonight.
Doing, I don't want to say big things, I'm going to say good things. He's on Dubsided. Shouts out to Neo. And we're just going to play the cut. In all seriousness, I had a real busy week, and this song was just what came to my mind here today. So
I'm
going to throw my cell phone against the wall because it's making all kinds of weird noises and get behind the turntables. Yo, Mr. Shirk, why don't you tell them, give Vancouver a little bit of love.
Okay. Well, yeah, so anyways, this is Jesse Rose, Touch My Horn, Dubsided Records, big, big song. He's also got an album out. I'm not really sure where you can cop it, but if you do, you're a pretty lucky person. So that's about it. We're just going to let Sam Demo bring this right in for you. Peace, Vancouver.
I'm gonna go. always do me right and make me feel good. And I can't wait to see my baby, darling. No, I can't wait to touch on my baby, darling. I wanna get off, trying to get off. Need to get off with my baby, darling. I wanna get off, tryna get off. Need to get off with my baby, darling. Like I never ever touched before. I seem to say that every time. It don't matter where it is, even on the floor. Maybe the beautiful night makes me feel, and I can't wait to see my baby, darling. No, I can't wait to touch all of my baby, darling. Wanna get off, tryna get off, need to get off with my baby, darling. I wanna get off, tryna get off, need to get off with my baby, darling.
Gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Looking to fulfill your passion for justice? Join us. Vancouver Rape Relief and Women's Shelter is looking for women volunteers to help us run our 24-hour rape crisis line and transition house for battered women and their children. Training is 6 weeks long and free. Training starts now. Please call to book a training interview. Phone us at 604-872-8212.
Welcome back. This is Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITR FM. Demo, why don't you tell us about the songs you just played? We had a caller. He really appreciated the sexual content of the show, of the songs, actually.
The sexual content.
He was really feeling that.
Black Star. I heard that he likes to sit in his basement, smoke copious amounts of marijuana, and just freak on the girls. So I think that song probably is a good relaying of his personality there to the world.
Nice.
The song before that was Jesse Rose, Touch My Horn.
Yeah. touch. Song of the week.
Oh, maybe that's what they're talking about. Maybe they're worried about the touch my horn thing. But I'm pretty sure that's non-sexual, totally talking about music.
Well, there's a trombone in the song. Exactly.
Exactly.
Do your research when you call in about sexual content.
Yeah. Trombone. Touch my horn. So, once again, this is Life on Jump Street Radio every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 on 101.9 CITR with myself, Sam Demo. This guy across the desk from me, his name is
DJ Chirk.
DJ Chirk. And when you see that on a poster, it's a C and an H and then a 3 and an R and a K. And some people, it screws them up a little bit because they want to say Chirk.
I like that, though.
They make it kind of like the muscles in the face tense up when they say it.
You know what I've heard is Chithirk and like
Chirk.
Really?
It's actually, you know, it's not a bad idea to have a name that people have to ask two or three times, because once they've asked two or three times how to pronounce your name, unless it's like a name that is unpronounceable, like which is a whole bunch of like consonants and no syllables, then they're going to remember your name.
Exactly.
And they're going to be like, yo, Chirk killed it.
This is Marketing 101 from Sam Demo right now.
Exactly.
For all of y'all out there.
And this is coming from a person that has the worst memory in the world and also forgets everybody's name. And it usually takes me to the third or fourth time meeting somebody before my brain takes effect and actually remembers somebody's name.
Well, Sam, how long have I known you? I think since maybe, what, like Canada Day this summer or something like that?
Something like that, yep.
That's about it.
And I got your name.
And as of maybe a month ago, Sam stopped saying shirk. And is now, he's got the
Chirk.
That's a good way to remember it, too. Just I'm down with that. Whatever it takes. Anyway, so Terry,
Hooligan.
Yeah, he just called. He's going to give us a shout in about 15 minutes, and we're going to interview him about his new album. In case you didn't hear us say earlier, he's playing tomorrow night, big show at Lamplighter.
At the Lamplighter. And if you guys didn't know, I heard stories about some shows across Canada, and it's a pretty wild show. So if you like having a fun time, you like getting wild, you like seeing performer DJs that they don't worry about how it's looking, they're worried about how it's sounding, and it comes across sounding hella dope. So what we're going to do right now is I might as well go into, we're going to play some Atomic Hooligan songs.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come out of that, and we're going to talk to the man, Terry Hooligan, one half of Atomic Hooligans. So if you guys want to call us here, our number is 604-822-2987. We'll answer the phone. 487? Is that 4? I think it's a 9. 2487?
Definitely 4, dude.
1 month on the radio, and maybe we can get the phone number right.
Yeah, 604-822-2487. Hold on. Why don't you come sit down for one sec, Sam? He's going to be calling in like 15, so...
15
Let's talk a little bit about Atomic Hooligan prior to you playing the set, just so people know. They have an album coming out. It's called Sex, Drugs, Blah, 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 I'm pretty sure. I'm very sure because I can't wait to get it. And I just found out that they recruited some, like, legit hip-hop talent on it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty eclectic thing. Like, they got Afi Ra on there.
Nice.
Which is, like,
90s
crazy.
Hip-hop legend down with J.Ru the Damager.
But he's, like, all over Premiere.
Yeah.
Crazy guy.
I've got some records of his.
Yeah. And then this new dude called Elmo Jones, which I think they're pimping him pretty hard. I'm not that familiar with him, but maybe we'll ask Terry about it.
Elmo Jones?
Yeah, so it's going to be a crazy CD. And then, obviously, he headlined...
A little festival in near Nelson.
Yeah.
A little festival called Shambhala.
Yeah.
Which attracts probably like 15,000 people every year at about $1.50 a ticket.
Yeah.
Somebody's making bank.
Yeah.
Awesome festival. I get a chance to play this year, so I'm really happy with that.
Cool, man. I guess that's a good little taste. I mean, they're all about... Atomic Hooligan started, obviously, breaks. Now they're sort of not letting that limit them. Kind of doing a lot of electro stuff. Bass line, that kind of... All the good shit. On that note, Sam's going to play you a couple of Atomic Hooligan tracks right now. So, enjoy. Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITRFM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
it's alright, yeah. If you tell me lies, it's alright, I don't care. It's alright, I don't care. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Life on Jump Street. My name's Sam Demo. With me, as always, is my boy, Matt Chirk.
What's up?
We got a special guest here calling in. Not from the UK calling in. He's on Canadian soil, but he is calling in right now. So hit up a phone message here. Here we go. Terry Hooligan, what's up?
How's it going, man? You all right?
Good, man. We're good. We're... We got this radio show. It's only our fourth week, so we're still working out the board. Sometimes we hit buttons. Sometimes it falls, don't go through or whatever. But how are you doing? That's the most important thing right now.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Just had a bit of food, just chilling in Vancouver. Bit of rain and stuff, so it's kind of like the UK, so I'm right at home at the moment. So, yeah, it's all good, man.
Nice. Beautiful. Nice. And I've heard from people across Canada, the gigs you've just done, that you like to get down. You like to have a fun time, and you like to make people, when they leave the venue, they're saying, fuck, that was a good show.
Yeah, man, well, I think that's your responsibility, is to be able to do that for people as well, man. Like, all the places I hear, I mean, I've hit up like quite a few places in BC already. I've been to like Fernie, Cranbrook and Nelson and whatnot, and people like to party there, and I like to give them something to party to, so I like to provide a soundtrack for the night for them to be able to get their party on. So, yeah, it's just what I do, man. It's, that's what I love doing.
Party facilitator. We that's what we'll call you from now on.
Exactly.
Terry Hooligan, party facilitator.
Call me a party facilitator.
So we're pretty excited about having you on our night tomorrow night at La Hype. It's going to be a great time. How did you get involved with Shambhala? How is that sort of taking place?
Just through going backwards and forwards from Nelson over the last couple of years, like going from my boy Sider hooked me up the first time to go to Nelson, and I played for the guys down there, and I've just been going backwards and forwards there for like maybe the last two, three, well, maybe even longer than that, maybe about 4 years. And Chris at Shambhala like hooked me up with the show last year and put me on at the Rock Pit on Thursday night, which is basically like, it was the only, if you've been to Shambhala, it's the only thing that was open on a Thursday night, and everybody just wanted to party.
Yeah.
So I got like the kind of prime time slot there, which I'm very thankful for, because it just like kind of allowed me to rock the party, basically. And just from there, it's kind of, I've had a lot of like really good responses from Shambhala, and I've managed to like kind of back two tours off the back of it. So yeah, it's all good, man. I've always loved coming to Canada anyway, and I've always especially loved coming to like the West Coast and stuff. I love the East Coast. I love TO, the T Dot, but I've loved coming to Van as well. So it's nice to be able to do that on a scale like kind of similar to that of Shambhala, and like playing at Shambhala and getting all the heads that were there to come out and see me at shows around the province, basically.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you're from London, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
From London. So, from a Canada to a London perspective, do you guys have big festivals like that over in the UK? Like, I know there's Glastonbury. Does that down with electronic music there, or is it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Glastonbury's on a whole different level, man. Glastonbury is just like, take Shambhala times, well, take Shambhala, that's the dance area at Glastonbury, but times two, basically.
Oh, shit.
Like, and then, Glastonbury's just ridiculous. Last year, like, they had like Amy Winehouse and Jay-Z on the main stage.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that, and they're just all, and then down from there. There's festivals like the Glade,
yep.
And which is very similar kind of size and very similar kind of feeling to Shambhala. Not quite as bohemian, but still very cool, man. And you got things like Secret Garden, which is another very cool festival. That's not so, it's focused on electronic, but like the Glade is purely electronic music, all the way from like kind of trance to drum and bass to breaks to whatever. And then you got like I say, Secret Garden, which is personally one of my favourite festivals, which is all the way from acoustic to dance music and everything. But all over Europe, you've got these amazing festivals like Exit Festival and stuff like that. But one of my favourite one, it's a real shame that it falls on the same weekend as Shambhala every year. So I'm coming back to Shambhala, this world exclusive. I'm coming back to Shambhala this year as well, like playing there. But so I'm going to miss this other one again in the Ukraine. It's called Kazantip. It's basically, the time that I play there, it always coincides with Shambhala, but it's a 2-month-long festival, electronic music, 24 hours a day, set on a beach. Months, man. It's ridiculous.
Did you say a month long?
No, 2 months.
Two months straight, 24 hours a day?
Straight 24-hour music. Does not stop. The bars are open 24 hours a day. The stages are open 24 hours a day. There's mad, just Russian and Ukrainian topless beauties everywhere, man. Like it's like Shangri-La. You wouldn't even believe it. I shouldn't even talk about it. It's like a special little club that only certain people can go to, man. It's like it's this ridiculous. And that, honestly, like, that's the only festival in the world that has beaten Shambhala for me, and for obvious reasons, man, because I like naked chicks and I like 24-hour music, so...
I just want to interject and say that I, too, like both of those things.
I think we can all... agree
on... Oh, we're going to get along all right, then. We got a lot in common.
Yeah. Oh, you like good music and naked girls? Oh, great, man. You want to move into my house?
Hold on. You like booze, you like naked women, and you like good music. I think we can be friends,
I think we might be cousins. My last name is Donnelly. I'm actually from Ireland, so I don't even know. But back to some seriousness. How about we talk about your upcoming album here for a minute? It is upcoming, or is it out?
It's out at the moment. There's one that's come out, Sex, Drugs, and Blah, 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 it's called. That's like kind of the official commercially released album that we did 2008. And I'm not sure if it's still yet to come out here. I'm not sure what the distribution situation is here at the moment. But it's only just come out in Australia, and it's only just come out a couple of other places.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it could still be upcoming here at the moment. It's just the way the record industry works. It jerks us around, man, and we all know that. So, as segueing off the back of that, we've got like watch out on our MySpace and our Facebooks and stuff like that, because we've got a free exclusive download album. All brand new tracks about to hit, I think, in the next month and a half, 2 months.
Okay.
That's the only details I can give on you that at the moment.
Okay.
But it's going to be pure dance fraud. Like, when as before, our albums have kind of been encompassed, like, all our different styles, like, of kind of songwriting and things like that. We've just got pure, just stupid dance album, stupid bass lines and stuff like that that will be hitting, like I say, I haven't even got a title for it, and
nice.
All the tracks finished, but we're just putting, like, a kind of little marketing plan behind it.
Yeah.
And that'll be hitting, like I say, probably late March, early April.
Okay. And the guests that you had on Sex, Drugs, and Blah, 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 I did a little research today. It's a pretty eclectic group of people.
Mm.
Why don't you talk about who you had the most enjoyment working with on that?
Well, personally, like, one of my people the people that I really wanted to get on there was Afu Ra from the Gangsta Foundation. Like, and we got him on. We didn't actually get the pleasure of meeting him because he just gave us the vocals from New York. They were specifically recorded for the track and everything.
Yeah.
So I was really happy about that. But we got another English rapper on there called Genesis Elijah, who I've been a big fan of. If there's any UK hip-hop fans out there, they'll know exactly who he is. But I just wanted to put his talent on a broader spectrum. So we got him on the track Spread Good Vibes. And he toured with us all last summer and stuff like that. So I was really happy about that. But just getting back, like, Justine Berry as well. We had her on our first album. That was always something we wanted to do for the second album. To be honest, all the vocalists, every single one had their own, like, kind of benefit to the project. They added so much to the project, and we love working with all of them. And I'm not trying to make it into some big hippie loving. We just really, really enjoyed, like, working with all of them, to be honest. If we didn't, they wouldn't have made the album.
True enough. So you said you got an album coming out on MySpace. It's going to be a free download.
Yeah, it's going to be a free download.
For the people giving back to the listeners and the fans who lately, you know, as it seems with the U.S. music industry, they're just getting shit on. They're getting, you know, fined and sued for downloading tunes.
I don't agree with any of that, man. I think it's so bad. I think, I mean, everybody knows about the big rock band Metallica, who went out and went after fans of music, man, yeah. which I think is the one of the worst things. Like,
yeah.
you shouldn't do that. These people put food on your butt. No matter if they're downloading your album for free, they still come to see your shows.
And that's
making
yeah.
money. They're still wearing your T-shirts. Like, stuff like that, I just don't agree with, man. And like, and we wanted to give something back to the people, because the people support us no matter what. Like
yeah.
The people will come out and see our shows, see our live shows. We've got like a 9-piece live band as well, and they'll come out and see me DJ, and they'll and support us in so many different ways, morally and financially.
Yeah.
And we just want to give something back to them, but we also wanted to just give back to the DJs as well. Like, it's a straight dance floor album, and we wanted to give something to the DJs, because I think a lot of the DJs, whether they're electro, breakbeat or whatever, have kind of forgotten about us in a little way, because we've been doing so much kind of songwriting recently,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to like, and they've all supported us like in the past, and I just want to give a little like kind of free gift to them as well.
Nice, that's greatly appreciated from me and Matt. We'll
for
see
sure.
tomorrow night. Hopefully, we get even earlier Christmas
yeah,
present
yeah, sure.
from the Atomic Hooligan crew. So, yo, one last thing: if you want to give any shouts out or whatever right now, just get it done. We're going to get into some music and just keep people dancing in their bedrooms at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, big up my boy Soda as well, like Kevin Price, Matt the Alien, just Jamie Jungle Soldier, man, just B-Trade, so all my Vancouver and West Coast crew.
Well, great. Thanks for having us, or thanks for coming on, and I guess we will rendezvous tomorrow and talk about that.
Make sure everybody's listening. Make sure you come down tomorrow.
Absolutely. This is Atomic Hooligan at the Lamplighter, La Hype Wednesdays. There's going to be alcohol, there's going to be great music, there's going to be boobs, all these things we've been discussing.
There's going to be loads of naked chicks.
Exactly. And a fucking load of great DJs. So definitely get down there. Thanks so much for calling in.
All good.
And we will see you tomorrow.
All good. Take it easy.
You too, man.
See you, man.
Bye. All right. Well, that was pretty fucking sweet. Sam's just getting ready on the decks here to do our last jump mix on the way out. So... yeah, in case you didn't hear, I guess Sam, not at me if I'm wrong about this, but didn't he just say it's a world exclusive that he's playing at Shambhala? Like, we're maybe the first people that or the first platform that he put that out on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Sam's definitely nodding. So that's kind of cool. Thank you, man. And see him tomorrow night. You can also see this fine young gentleman who's dropping in right now for the Jump Mix. This is Sam Demo on Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITR-FM. Bo.
That's your.
Demo. Sam demo, world exclusive production. Boom!
Go back.
Yeah. What's up, Vancouver?
Welcome back.
Once again, you're rocking with the best. Best in the West. The best in the world. Yeah. Life on Jump Street. We don't around.
Excellent set, Sam. I have to say, that was you had me jumping up and down in the seat a little bit.
I'd like to thank Waffles for that set.
Waffles.fm.
I'd like to thank
internet's greatest cooking recipe site.
Yeah. Cooking and animals.
Yeah. So you're listening to Life on Jump Street. You heard a lot of world exclusives tonight, actually. You know.
All good. Yeah, just bring you down a little bit.
Yeah. So a lot of, well, let's say two world exclusives. You heard it here first that Atomic Hooligans will be playing Shambhala this year.
Yeah.
As well as the world exclusive of Sam Demo's new production.
It's just a work in progress.